Hey, it's Chris Jones with the Jones Zone, and this episode of the podcast is brought to you by the Jones Zone at Keller Williams Realty. That's right, we sponsor our own podcast. So if you know of anybody looking to buy, sell, rent, or invest in residential real estate in the Charlotte, Rock Hill, Fort Mill area, have them connect with us on their favorite platform. Enjoy the show.
It's Chris and Brian Jones, your real estate advocates, community connectors, talking Charlotte and York County area real estate and interviewing business owners, entrepreneurs, and community leaders. Welcome to the Jones Zone Podcast.
All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Brian, you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
You count me down or no?
Yes. Three,
two. Sorry. You're just, I'll let you. Sorry.
Just let me do it. You're always doing it. Three, two. One
and hey, welcome to the Jones Zone.
He can't help himself.
I can't help it. I'm sorry. How's your week, man?
My week's been going all right, but I want to hear about your WrestleMania.
This is once in a lifetime trip. Ed, I went to WrestleMania with my son over the weekend.
Where was it?
Orlando.
I've done that with my son.
Yeah. It was amazing, man. He fell asleep in the main event. So
Was it like six hours long?
Yes. It was long, dude.
Was it a daytime or night?
It transitioned.
Okay.
So we got there at 4, and the event wasn't over until midnight.
Yeah, that's how it
and,
is.
And
it's an extravaganza.
The gates opened at 3:30. We didn't know what to expect, so we got there pretty much right around there. I figured it was better to be early than late. And man, what a long day.
But the Hardy Boys,
but it was awesome, man. Back. Yeah, the Hardy Boys came back.
Oh my goodness.
They're from the Carolinas. And it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I didn't really get tired just because it was such a spectacle.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you can't believe that you're at WrestleMania, and then cuz we're big wrestling fans.
Sure.
And so you're just kind of, the whole time you're just kind of looking around in awe. You can kind of see what's going on, you know, they got the ring down there or whatever. Yeah, so you spent a lot of your time watching the Jumbotron and then the other fans, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. And, now, do they still break it up into the segments for the different TV shows they're going to do it for?
Yeah, well, WrestleMania is one of three events, maybe four during the year, where they're all together, but there are two different brands, four, SmackDown and Raw.
Right.
So.
Which I didn't know when I went.
Oh, did you?
But like, I found out once I got in there.
Yeah, it's amazing, man. It was a lot of fun, so. But let's get into it. We are here with Ed Bracey, who is a business coach, Ed Bracey Coaching. He's a speaker. He works with business development and social media. He's got a group, the Synergy of Empowered Women, which is a website and a group that he manages. You can find them on Facebook or synergyofempoweredwomen.org with the O-R-G.
Exactly.
And yeah, man. So we appreciate you coming on.
Welcome to the
Glad
zone.
To be here.
Welcome
Glad
to the zone. Well, that's a real brief, short introduction. But if you don't mind, give us a little bit of backstory about yourself, how you got into what you're doing, and
time what are in the military, all that good stuff,
and what products and services you offer, man.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm a local guy, born in Camden, raised in Rock Hill.
Okay.
Okay. Graduated from the Citadel, had a 4-year scholarship to the Marine Corps, and I did Naval Justice School. Work with those guys that you see on TV with NCIS.
Mm-hmm.
They were my best pals.
Naval Justice School?
Yeah.
What is that?
It made me what's called a legal officer. So in other words, I gathered all the paperwork for the government side of the cases for courts martial.
Okay.
Okay. So we worked with NCIS. At the time, we called them NIS. And they did the investigative side. We did the paperwork side. And then we presented that to the judge advocate. Mm-hmm. And they, in turn, would have a courts martial.
Hmm. So yeah. If someone like gets
just like JAG, remember the JAG show used to come on?
Yeah,
those are the guys we work with. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So after that, I got out in the Washington, D.C. area, and I went into sales. I sold the Department of Defense Agency's territory for a computer company. So I was in and out of the Pentagon just about every day. And got a great business connection there. The chairman of the actual chief of staff of the Air Force happened to be a Citadel graduate.
Uh-oh.
And they bought our equipment. And in turn, they had a snafu one day trying to get their budget to Congress. Myself and one of my administrators came in. We worked it all through and got a letter of commendation out of that.
Nice.
So, loved it.
What years were you at the Pentagon? You weren't there during 9/11, were you?
No. Okay. No. This is probably before you were born.
This is, I was about to say, you don't look that old. Come on.
The early 80s.
Okay.
And since that time, I've been in sales, my God, 32 years.
Jeez.
Okay. And I will tell you, the real fortunate turn in my life came when I met my first mentor.
Okay.
His name was John Thomas. And I went in and applied for a job. Didn't really know that much about it. And they called me back a couple days later. And I sit down and I said, okay, I'm here. He says, well, not only do I want to hire you, I want you to run this place. And I went, what you talking about, Willis?
that was probably a hit at the time.
So when I came in the first time, they had us do this behavioral assessment and personality profile. Mm-hmm. And he said, you'd be perfect to do this. And I went,
Was it the DISC test? Was that
I think this was a DISC, and they also used the Myers-Briggs.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So I took the training. 2 weeks later, started. The first couple I sat down with bought the program. It was timeshare at the time.
Okay.
And it was $8,500. The guy looked at his wife and said, do you want me to pay it? You want to pay it. And he put out his gold card. At that time, we got 10% commission. 50% of that was delivered the next day in cash. So the next day I got $425 like that. And I went, I found a new career.
I found it. Cash money.
So within that company, I ended up getting 5 more mentors. One taught me how to train. Next taught me how to counsel, how to hire, how to coach, how to balance life and leisure. And the other, how to balance work and spiritual side.
So how did you get these mentors? Did you ask them to be your mentor you? Or?
Very interesting. What happened is, you know how we're having a conversation right now. Mm-hmm. We'd be sitting in the office, and they'd give me little wisdom tidbits. Mm-hmm. And I was smart enough to write this stuff down. And whether it was on a golf course, in their car going someplace, catching a coffee somewhere, that's where I got the best wisdom I could have ever asked for. And in turn, we took a site that was failing to number one in the company. And the thing that was so cool about that, all the other sites were at the resort. We were in a showroom with picture books and a movie, and we outsold the guys on the resorts, okay? Because we taught our salespeople how to paint the picture, how to put people into that vacation. And it was great.
Just the power of story and sharing.
Yeah. Exactly. So that took me to Florida. I was working right here in the Charlotte area. I went to Orlando. And within about 6 months, I was looking at paper one day, and I saw this awesome job with AAA, the motor club.
Yeah.
Their headquarters is right outside of Orlando.
Oh, okay.
And they needed a national sales manager for advertising. And I applied, and it just so happened my boss happened to be an ex-military policeman, Army, military school graduate, Georgia military. So when I came in to interview, he and I hit it off, you know. And I was with them up until 2007. And unfortunately, software replaced us.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we were the first people hit. You could go with Photoshop and all these different advertising programs, and they didn't need us anymore.
Don't get Brian started on that.
Did you know, like, by 2020...
I said don't get Brian... All right, go ahead.
Computer, yo, robots and technology are going to replace, like, over 50% of the jobs in the very near future.
And I agree with that.
I think you're... Yeah,
and Elon Musk, you know, Elon Musk, the guy... Are you familiar?
Sure.
Yeah, he said basically...
SpaceX, everything.
Yeah, SpaceX, Tesla, he actually starting a new company, too. But he's saying that there's going to be basically a universal pay because there's going to be so much time freed up by what robots are doing and artificial intelligence, that everybody's going to basically receive a universal pay from the government. I don't know how true or not it is, but he's a smart guy.
He also says that humans are going to have kind of their brains
fused. Yes,
and people are going to be half robot, half human, basically.
Hey, that's the...
Wow.
I'm not going to
get
honest.
So that's why we're having all these movies.
That's why
like
I say
now.
Don't bring it up.
Yes. Like, look, that's the globalist... I'm not going to get into
don't
it.
Please.
Okay.
You sound like a lunatic.
I do, but it's real.
I agree with you.
Truth is stranger than fiction, people. That's all I'm going to say.
So, after I left AAA, I started working for some of my clients. And I did a time in a ministry also.
Is this freelance work, you mean? Or what do you mean?
Actually doing the same kind of thing I was doing with AAA. They would bring me on staff. I would hire,
Okay.
Fire, train, counsel, coach, order equipment. I literally ran their businesses for them. So I did that for, my God, about 5 or 6 years. Well, unfortunately, in 2009, I got a phone call in August from my son, and he said, Dad, I just went to the doctor, and they're telling me I have cancer. Mm. And I went, there's no way. You're 20 years old. You're an athlete, man. There's no way you got cancer. So he asked me to come to the hospital with him. And unfortunately, he had progressed so far that in December, on 13th, 2009, my mother's birthday,
passed
away.
Jeez. And, at 20?
At 20, yeah.
Man.
And that made a supreme change in my life. And the next 3 years, I pretty much became a recluse. I just kind of took a side job, went back and forth to work, didn't really talk to anyone, you know, didn't do anything.
Was this a depression or like a newfound focus?
Well, everything I had based my life on was gone.
Yeah.
I was divorced by that time. My son was gone. It was just like life took an eraser and erased 20 years of my life just like that.
Yeah.
So I had to reboot. I had to restart. So I completed ministry training, 2 years of that. And one day I was sitting at home and I said, you know something? You're too good to be sitting here like this. You need to do something with your life. So I reached out and met a young lady, and she in turn just pulled what was inside me out. And after about 3 months of knowing her, we were talking one day in February of 2014. She said, I have a dream I want to share with you. And she shared with me about having a women's empowerment portal where women can get information where there's no cost, but if they desire to get deeper engagement, there would be cost involved there. And she laid it all out. And as she was talking, me, Mr. Advertising background, I went, let me tell you how you can do this. So we came up with a name. Actually, I came up with a name. I said, what you're trying to do is you're trying to create a synergy with women. Why not call it Synergy of Empowered Women? And that's how the name came up. She did the website, which was so cool because I turned her on to Wix, where you just fill in the blanks.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought she would do a nonprofit type of website. She went to a chef's website and redid it for Synergy of Empowered Women, which told me her artistic.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Component. So that was, she did that on purpose.
She did it.
So Wix, for the listeners, is basically a online, you could create your own website. It's almost like,
it's like a GoDaddy or whatever.
But yeah, they have different templates you can use.
Wix.com.
Makes it really simple. Yeah. Hey, you remember, remember Angel simple. Fire and all those stuff?
Angel Fire? Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Yeah. Back in the 90s, if you wanted to create a website, you had to go to angelfire.com/Brian's website. It was a mess.
I'd go back and forth between that and Napster and LimeWire.
Yeah.
Well, I remember both of those. So she created this website, and I said, well, what you need to do now is you need to get your message out and find your tribe. So I convinced her to do a video, which she did, in her little Hyundai, okay, in the car. And the first one, if you see it, it's on the website. You can tell she's nervous, but she's sincere. Mm-hmm. The next one she did was much better, but still in the car, the whole deal. And those two videos really got the ball rolling. So as we sit here today, we're just shy of 3,000 women. Who are part of this.
In 7 years? Are you still in the... You skipped from 2010 to 2015.
Yeah, all that other time I've been coaching and that kind of thing.
Okay.
See, I've always been the guy that people sit down and share information. How can I do this? If you were to spend 24 hours with me, my phone rings from people from everywhere. I got this going on. What do you think? And they know that if I don't know, I know a guy.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's how that rolled out. So as I did Synergy of Empowered Women, I realized, you know what? Why not take this talent and put it out there yourself? So I did my own website, and I started promoting Ed Bracy Coaching. And from that, I re-engaged with a gentleman that I consider my personal coach. His name is Tim Story. If you look him up, he's been on Oprah's show 3 times.
Okay.
Jeez.
He spoke in 72 countries. He is just one of the most dynamic people I know. And as we go along this path, I send him emails, I see him in different places, and he gives me little tidbits of wisdom. Well, to come full circle to today, we had a coaching session by Skype last Wednesday. And I said, Tim, this is all that's going on in my life. And he wanted to know everything, personal business. What am I thinking about? What's my vision? And he said, you know what? I see you all over Facebook because I have several Facebook pages, mm-hmm. okay, for different tribes. He said, why not do something for people in your age group? People who've already completed the first half of their life and are now going into the second half with more wisdom, more seasoning, that type of thing. So I created a new Facebook page called The Second Half. And it's for everyone going into that second half of life and looking at the different elements of what have I learned here and how can I be better there. And also for people wanting to get into the second half, they can learn from others the trials and tribulations that they've had.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
What does your coaching program look like? I mean, is this all Skype and over the phone, or is this people coming to meetups or people meeting at your office? What if someone says, man, I think I'm interested in getting a business coach or a life coach? I mean, what does that look like in your program?
Okay, first of all, I want everyone to understand everyone who wants to be truly successful needs a coach. I can cite a couple of examples of people that you both know, infamous out there, that if they'd had proper coaching, they'd probably still be on top today. But as a result of not having assessed certain techniques, they didn't recover from the setback that they had. And that's the whole deal. All of us have setbacks.
Yeah.
We can't stay there. We have to get up from those setbacks. So what I do first is I assess where that person is. Okay. And I determine if our personalities are going to gel enough that they would even listen to me. I don't waste my time mm-hmm. with people who are not ready for me because I'm pretty raw. Okay. I'm a nice guy, but I'm going to tell you like it is.
Yeah.
Okay. So once that assessment has taken place, then we set up the next 2 weeks because the next 2 weeks are critical. If I can get you to see movement within that next 2 weeks, the rest of your life will never be the same. But what happens if we're entrenched in certain habits and lifestyles, it's difficult to get some people out. Some people have to grab them by the hand and yank them out, just like they're drowning in a lake and you mm-hmm. need to pull them out. Okay. So after that assessment, then we decide how we're going to meet from then on. If I come to you, you come to me, or we do it virtually. I like to do it virtually because I travel. And oftentimes, I just want to pick up the phone. We are face to face. And we can talk from that perspective. Plus, so many of my clients are not in this area. I have clients in the D.C. area, Florida, L.A., everywhere. I like to take people where they are. And I'm normally up very late at night because my West Coast clients are 3 hours behind us. I don't normally go to bed till 1.
Wow.
Yeah.
What time do you get up?
I normally get up around 7.
Do you have like a routine where you get up at 7 and you kind of meditate or work out, all
you
that sort of stuff?
You hit it exactly. I do about anywhere from 10 minutes to 30 minutes of meditation. That kind of sets my day, clears my mind, you know, and then I get up and go into it. I'm a cyclist, so I like to get out and ride either my mountain bike or my road bike. And I just signed up for another gym, so I'm looking to trim up a little bit more here.
Can Summertime's coming on.
Sure.
As far as the morning meditation,
mm-hmm.
Chris and I have had this conversation plenty of times because we have good intentions with morning meditation.
Mm-hmm.
We wake up, but we feel like, me personally, I'm not a morning person.
Mm-hmm.
So if I wake
Neither
up
am I.
And if I try to meditate, I fall back asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a way that I can basically gradually or not so gradually overcome that? Where I can stay awake without, you know, do you know what I mean?
I'm going to share something with you.
Okay, share.
This is personal experience. I don't know your background, whether, you know, what you feel about religion, mm-hmm. relationship, God, whatever. I'm a great believer that if I'm awakened between 2 and 5, there's something magnificent going to happen that next day. Okay? I normally get this surge of energy and I can't sleep. So when 5:30 comes around, I'm just like,
yeah.
My energy's gone, so then I do fall asleep. So I don't fight it. And normally during that time is when I get the absolute best ideas of my life. Okay? I got one the other day I'll share with you that you guys can hitchhike on. When I was in the advertising business, every year we did campaigns. We would have new promotional materials, offers things that we'd send our salespeople out with. And the thought I got early in the morning, you need to do campaigns on Facebook. And I went, okay, how do you do campaigns on Facebook? So when you do a Facebook Live, you have no idea who's out there watching. But if you do a Facebook Live and you say, listen, we're going to gather again on Thursday about the same time, you're already prepping that audience to be there. And you can educate, you can do a series of three different Facebook Lives, five, whatever topic you want to choose, and you're cultivating a tribe. So that is what I'm doing, okay? And so far, and I've shared it with several people that I coach also, and they're doing the same. And it's so interesting to see, not only are they getting a larger gathering on Facebook Live, but once it's posted, they get an even larger tribe on the back end.
That's okay? What we do, because we're Facebook Live right now, and we'll have a bunch of comments later on in the day, long after this is done, with people engaging with us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they think it's live still, or...
So I think sometimes they do.
Because like, hey guys! I'm like, yo, we've been off for 6 hours. But let me go back on the meditation. Have you ever tried the flotation therapy, isolation tanks?
I haven't ever done that, but I know a lot of NFL players swear by it.
I do it. I've done it like 6 or 7 times by now, and the more
Where do you go to do this at?
It's Boyance. Okay. It's in Huntersville.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an awesome spot. We did a podcast with them earlier and did a video with them as well.
Okay.
But this last time that I did it, I think it was 2 weeks ago, the best... Did I tell you about it?
Yeah, yeah.
It was the
never
best,
felt better?
It was the best float of my life.
Okay.
I'd only done like 7, but the common theme is the more I'm doing it, the better I feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it takes practice, mm-hmm. much like meditation.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's awesome.
Cool, I'll do that.
Yeah.
In fact, you just reminded me of something. In order to graduate, I had to take a physical education elective.
That was my major.
So I took swimming, okay? Which you know is a challenge.
Yeah, yeah. Every body
for
part.
For some of us.
Every okay? muscle, yeah.
But I'll never forget my swimming. You love that. You caught it.
I caught it. Yeah.
My swim teacher shared this with me, and it changed my whole perspective on swimming. He said, lay in the water as if you're in a comfortable bed. And when you lay like that, you don't get tired. So you relax and you can actually do your strokes and everything is so fluid and fun instead of struggling to get air and the whole deal.
Yeah.
And I went, wow. So
game changer. Yeah, with the flotation tanks, they obviously float because there's 1,200 pounds of salt.
Mm.
And it's a dark chamber. There's no light. There's no sound. There's nothing.
Cool.
Well, the temperature in the tank is a little warm, so I came prepared this last time, and I brought one of those blindfolds. That way I can keep the door open a little bit to keep the air circulating a little bit. Because if the door's shut in there and the water's 97 degrees.
Wow.
So it gets kind of muggy, and it takes away from the experience, in my opinion.
Okay.
So I propped up the door this last time. That way some air could get in there.
Uh-huh.
And I had the little blindfold mask on, and it was perfect.
Cool.
Awesome. Ed, you've used the phrase finding your tribe a few times. What does that mean exactly?
Well, there's two things I think that are vital in life. I believe all of us have a calling to something, okay? It may be your household, maybe your neighborhood, maybe your city, maybe your region, maybe your state, your nation, or it could be a world call. But within that call, there are people who are waiting for you. And we have to find those people that are waiting for us. And what I've determined is I'm not a one-dimensional person. I have the women's group that I work with, and I work with them specifically because they don't have the same type of mentoring system that men have. You know, we get out on the golf course and your boss might tell you some things he might not tell someone else. And that whole system is great, and I decided it was good to have that same type of avenue for women also. So we post wisdom every day to encourage that type of thing. And I have my coaching website where I'm a little bit more direct and assertive. You know, get off the dime, get moving, you know, get up, you know, get out of bed. Like, don't make the same mistakes over and over again, you know, that type of thing. And I believe once we connect with our tribe, we can't be stopped.
Yeah.
Cannot be stopped.
And what are some things that people should look for in a coach? I mean, if someone's considering it, what are some things, not necessarily that set you apart, but what are some things that people should look for in a coach in terms of matching themselves with someone that they feel will be able to help them and be successful?
Okay. I'm a true believer that we should set goals that scare us. Okay? So if you go to meet with a coach and they are not at that level that you say, I'm not really challenged by this person, find someone who challenges you. Find someone who makes you uncomfortable, okay? My last boss at AAA, he and I used to have fights. I mean, absolute yelling fights. And I would leave and walk out and my cubicle mates would come over and go, are you okay?
What was that all about, Ed?
I'm like, yeah, we're just talking. I had my point, he had his. We don't agree. That's life. We're not meant to agree on everything, but we should dialogue, okay? And that's what you do with a coach. You dialogue about things you don't necessarily share with other people. And I will tell you, I have my lips like this with several of my clients because the things they've told me have amazed me. I always ask people, what is the one major experience that has changed your life sitting here today? And the answers I've gotten have blown me away. Absolutely blown me away.
Mm. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I thought you said you had a question.
Yeah, I did. He mentioned it earlier. Jake Dixon, a viewer, what was his defining moment in life that made him realize he wanted to live a life of significance by helping others? I know you had talked about it earlier.
A couple things. I coached my son from the day he was born to the night before he passed away. We had a relationship that if he ever said these words to me, I knew I was in trouble. Dad, I've got a question. I was like, oh my God, here we go. And actually the night before he passed away, he said that to me. And I said, well, what's your question? And his question was, how do you still have a relationship with someone who's broken your heart? And I went, oh my Lord. That's deep. So I opened my mouth and I'll tell you what came out. I said, being in love is like breathing. Sometimes it may hurt, but you got to keep breathing if you want to live. And I went, that came out of my mouth.
Did you read that somewhere?
Wow. You're like trying to figure out where you heard that.
I went,
hear that.
Thank
good.
You, God.
Yeah. That's...
Seriously, I did.
That's awesome.
But little did I know those were the last words I'd ever say to him. You know? Yeah. Yeah.
That's
so
tough,
all man. That has helped me step away from being the business guy with the title, mm-hmm. you know, traveling around $10,000 a month expense account. Okay. Mm. Yeah. And put me into serving. And as I said, I did a short time with a couple ministries in Orlando. I did a men's ministry, praise and worship leader. Mm-hmm. And I learned so much. I learned about people who necessarily have fantastic talents but are never recognized. Okay? Three of the people I sang with back in the day are now Grammy winners.
Jeez, no yeah. kidding.
Yeah. In fact, you've heard of Bruno Mars, right?
Bruno Mars. Who's she?
Okay. His latest song,
I'm just kidding.
24
oh, yeah.
Karat Magic.
Yeah.
You know the intro, the guy singing with the synthesizer? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's him?
He was one of the worship leaders I sang with. Okay. He's called Mr. Talkbox. You can okay. look him up. And that's his whole gig. And he's throughout the whole song.
Awesome.
I know him.
That's really
so. I've been fortunate to be in the right place at the right time, and that's what I think happens once you start seeking your tribe. You make these connections, and these connections in turn give you experience, which takes you to the next level in life.
What's your favorite resource or book to enhance your coaching skills, other than your own coaches?
I actually have a couple of coaches that I refer to. Mm-hmm. Okay, as I said, my mentor is Tim Story. I love his stuff. He's written several books on overcoming setbacks and comebacks. And I like him. I like Tony Jerry, J-E-A-R-Y.
Tony Jerry, okay.
He has a book, if you're into platform speaking, called Life is a Series of Presentations. It's the absolute best book on platform speaking I've ever read, okay? And that's what I did when I was with AAA. I did a lot of platform speaking conventions, that type of thing.
How many coaches do you have?
I have one.
Okay.
I have one. But I work here in this area with about four.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you, like, I know, if you don't mind me asking, I know the time when your son passed away, you're a man of faith, I take it, right?
Absolutely.
Did your faith ever waver during that time?
I was leading praise and worship in the church when he got ill, okay? So I was with him 24/7 from the time he went into the hospital till he passed away at his apartment. And I got back up on the platform to sing. And something told me, this is not the time for you to do this. You need to step down. So I stepped down and I sat for 2 years or so. And I got back up, went to another church and started singing with them. And it was the most healing thing I ever could have done. I wasn't on the front line. I was on the back row. Okay.
Yeah.
And I wasn't a lead, and it was cool, you know. Still friends with those folks. Still, you know, connected with them, and it really just that time helped me reboot.
Gotcha.
Gave me a new mentality.
Awesome, man. Well, we appreciate you coming in. Why don't you take the last minute or so to really kind of sum up Ed Bracy Coaching, the Synergy of Empowered Women, how people can get in touch with you, the second half group that you have.
Okay.
And just kind of take us home, man.
Okay. Well, I'm going to hit a home run here.
All right.
Okay. A substantial amount of the work I do is actually pro bono.
Okay.
Okay. And that doesn't mean I don't make money. Okay. Because last year was the best year I had financially in my life.
Really? Even with all the AAA and all the sales and stuff?
Good. Yes. So what I've determined from this is my life is about giving. And if I can connect with someone and pour into them, help them achieve whatever they want to achieve, actually exceed that, and they in turn help someone else, that makes my life worthwhile. Whether it's women, whether it's entrepreneurs, whether it's school kids, college age, because I work with everyone, that's what I'm all about. And I welcome people to contact me. My Facebook page is Ed Bracy Coaching on Facebook. And they can connect with my website from there.
Okay.
And can I give my phone number?
Of course, yeah.
It's 407, Orlando number, 580-2727. And just feel free to reach out. You can also reach me through my regular Facebook page, Ed Bracy, B-R-A-C-E-Y.
All right, man. Thanks for coming on.
Absolutely. Thank
we'll
you.
Catch you next time. That's awesome great.
Podcast. He brought the fire.
There
we go. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much for listening to the Jones Zone Podcast with Chris and Brian Jones. We'll catch you on the next episode.